The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to chumbacasino.com.
Chumbacasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Burt Show. Real. Funny.
Our producer, Katie, here feels like her girlfriend has backed her into a corner. Now she's being forced to do something she really don't want to do. What is going on?
Yes, I am. And I don't know how I should get out of this or even if I actually should get out of this. So my girlfriend lives out of town. So this is long distance thing. And the last time I went to go visit her, on the last day, I kind of went into a minor crisis. Now, for those who don't know, I have sickle cell anemia. So when I say a crisis, that means my red blood cells do their own thing and they'll block like blood flow and it'll cause me to go into unbearable pain. So I had this little minor crisis while we're out and I'm like, I need to go to the car.
Just to give an example of how bad this can be, we've had Burt's Big Adventure families, kids with this also. And it gets so bad that they can feel people walking into the hospital room. Like the steps of people will literally hurt their body.
Mm-hmm.
That's how bad it can get.
Right? It's just unbearable. I don't wish this type of pain on anyone. So I just like, I need to get up out of here before like I even pass out in this restaurant. And she's just like, okay, well, we handled it, right? And so days later, we're having a conversation and we're just talking about random things, like just like what's going on TMZ. She stops the conversation and she's like, give me a picture of your health insurance card right now. Like, I need a picture of it. So I'm like, oh, okay. And in my head, I'm thinking the next time I may be out of town, if I go into a crisis where I actually have to go to the hospital for it, instead of trying to look for it and figure out where I have it, she'll have it on hand and be able to give it to people. I'm like, oh, of course. So I blindly just give her the information, like, you know, here you go. And she says, all right, it's done. And I'm like, okay, what's done? She's like, your therapy appointment. So you're going to go see a therapist. Oh, and okay. I'm like, what? Like, what? She has booked me a therapy appointment to go see a therapist. Nothing to do with anything that I thought she would need my health insurance for. This is just random. She's like, you know, I just think you just need to go talk to somebody about what's going on in your life. Something like completely different. She's thinking about conversations we've had and she wants me to go to therapy. Now, I've talked about this before on the show that I've battled with myself like maybe I should, maybe I shouldn't. And I just haven't reached that point where I feel like I'm ready to go to therapy. And now she's like taking it upon herself and has booked this appointment. She's even like, I'm paying for it. Just go.
Mm-hmm.
So
she's right.
No.
But just maybe overstepping.
Misguided. I think her intention is lovely, but the way she's going about it is she crossed a boundary.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't force anybody to do therapy, because if you go to that therapy appointment and you're closed-minded, you're wasting money. Mm-hmm. You're not going to retain anything. You're not going to be open to anything. And it's going to be fruitless. So you can't force somebody to be happy. They have to create their own happiness. If they are ready for therapy, then they will get therapy. Her doing that is a breach of trust.
I felt that way. I've been conflicted about that because I'm like, why? But then at the same time, if I'm not doing it now, when will I ever do it? Because it's something that I feel like eventually I want to do, but...
Like, if you are a harm to yourself, like, if we're talking, like, life and death situation, obviously, there's intervention that needs to happen, okay? But I think we can safely assume that's not the case here with you, right? She just wants you to get, like, she just wants you to talk to somebody and work through some stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and I would encourage her to keep, like, not harp on you, not nag on you, but, like, be... kindly remind you that there are resources out there that can give you tools to deal with some stresses that you have in your life that you may not have thought of, and to take advantage of those. But until you're ready to do that, like, I would be so off put if my husband just came home and said, I booked you a therapy appointment, you're going tomorrow. Like, this is my life. It's not your life. And I get that your intentions are true and you're trying to help me, but what you ultimately ended up doing is hurting me by going behind my back and doing something I didn't want to do.
Mm-hmm.
It would be a problem for me too. I mean, even if your intentions were good, and I would imagine them to be, it would feel intrusive.
Oh,
and it would feel very intrusive, and I probably would be offended. And yeah, therapy is something you have to want to do for sure. You can't just book me for therapy, especially if you're not paying for it, because it ain't cheap.
This for me, I think it all depends on who it comes from, because there's definitely, it's going to hit different depending on who makes the appointment. Like, if it's like some rando who, of course, you know, if it's like a coworker or something, like if one of you came to me and said, we booked you therapy, like, we know you've been avoiding it. We know, you know, been talking about how expensive it is, but I'm like, if it's my partner and it's my partner that knows me really well and they can see something's taking a toll on me, I would kind of see that as a very caring thing. So I don't think you're wrong if you feel like they've crossed a boundary, but I do think the intention shouldn't be overlooked just because it wasn't received well.
Yeah, I'm with Abby on this. And I know that we're going to put this video up on Facebook, and people love to go to extremes on Facebook. This is a major red flag. You should break up with her immediately. I don't feel that way. I feel like this is a brand new relationship. I think her heart was in the right place. I think that there is a conversation here about boundaries, but nobody knows all the good that's gone on between the two of you guys, so you can't define this relationship by this one gesture.
Right.
But if you're offended by this one, I do think it's an overreach also. But it doesn't mean that's the end of the relationship, and it doesn't mean that it's a huge red flag.
Right. I'm 50-50 about it, but I'm probably going to cancel that appointment.
Yeah. Can you give it to me? Can she take it?
The Burt Show. Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.